We are back. What? Sorry about last week. It's not really a long story. But we're back now. I had every intention on doing the podcast last week. And shit happened. So, you know, that's how it rolls.
Here we go. Yeah.
All right. What's going on, you guys? Welcome to...
Here we go.
An NSYNC podcast hosted by me, Peter Sears, comedian extraordinaire, nationally known comedian, and also podcaster. And we're back. I know I've probably done a bunch of these episodes where I apologize for missing a week, but last week was clearly not meant to be. I normally... Especially if I'm on the road, it's just a lot easier for me to do it like Thursdays. I don't know if you guys noticed, the episodes usually come out on Fridays, which is not the ideal day to release an episode. But and Thursday is usually a good day, like because I only have one show, and then I can do the podcast and then edit it and whatever. But anyway, I was actually going to do it on Wednesday last week. I flew into Tampa, flew into Tampa, I missed my first flight, so instead of arriving at 4, I didn't arrive until 11, and at that point, I was just kind of tired, I'll be honest, passed out, and then Thursday, I went to do it, and then I realized when I got the SD cord, so my ex-girlfriend's gonna, well, she's not gonna kill me, but... So my ex-girlfriend was kind of let's just be honest. Women pay a little bit closer to detail than men do. And so she would be the one to remind me, like, hey, like, you know, when you get out of the shower, make sure you put the mat down, or like, you know, if you're drying the cups in the dryer in the dishwasher, you know, put them this way instead of that way for whatever reason, or, you know, just stuff like that. Or if you're doing the bowls, do them this way, and, you know. So anyway, she would always tell me when I brought my laptop, even though my backpack has like a pad in the back for the backpack, as most bags do, I feel like these days at least backpacks do, to put the laptop in the case as well, which I didn't do because I got a new backpack and the padding's even better. But I left the SD card like sticking out of the side of my laptop. And lo and behold, when I went to do the podcast, I noticed that it was broken. So I couldn't record because it was broken. And then there was nowhere close by to buy an SD card, so I would have had to have Ubered somewhere, and it was just like, okay, it just, all the circumstances told me, like, you just were not meant to do a podcast this week, so I didn't. I'm sorry. We've had a week to simmer on the fact that NSYNC has a brand new song for the first time in over 20 years, and oh, would you look, they are right there in the Billboard Top 100, Hot 100, right at 25, which is pretty incredible considering that that's the highest one of their songs. That's their highest debut on the Hot 100 since I Want You back in 1988, which is fucking bananas. We did it. I think that probably people like you and me who have listened to it, I don't know, hundreds of times at this point over the last couple weeks have contributed to that. But I also think that, you know, a lot of us, not me, but a lot of you guys, and, you know, we have kids and, you know, a younger generation of people that are highly influenced by people like Taylor Swift, who are like, who are these NSYNC guys? Let me take a look. And people that grew up watching Trolls that are now, you know, of age to make decisions for themselves, and people are into it, you know? And so I think that's a testament to the song, and it's catchy, and it's a feel-good song. And I wanted to break down the lyrics this week, but I thought it'd be better if I had someone else with me. And since my days got messed up, it's just me today. Sorry, you guys, but I mean, we've had quite a few things over the last couple weeks. I don't know if. And oh, by the way, that's not the only chart that the guys are on. They debuted at number 2 on the digital song sales chart, which means that we did pretty good in just buying the song because, you know, let's be honest, nowadays people don't really buy songs anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it's so easy to buy song or to just stream music. Like, you know, we all pay, you know, whatever it is. I think it went up, but it's like, you know, $9.99, or I think it's $10.99 now for Spotify, and $9.99 for Apple Music. Unless you have Apple TV too, then it's, you know, whatever it is, you know. But we bought a song, and it debuted at number 2 on the digital sales chart, which is pretty sweet. It's number 21 in radio, and that's also the highest entrance for a song since they started including all format airplay in 1998. So, you know, it's pretty, and it's number 12 on the adult pop airplay and number 13 on the adult contemporary, which I don't like. I don't want anything NSYNC on the adult contemporary. Just makes us look and sound so old. I don't like it, but it is what it is, man. Just great, you know. A great week, a great debut. You know, there's all sorts of interest in the group from people that otherwise wouldn't be, you know, normally interested. And there's arguments going on online about who's a bigger fan and about, you know, who's a fake fan and, you know, whatever it might be. And also, an interesting side note, I didn't really notice it, but I guess before all of this, you know, like as of a couple weeks ago, the guys were at something like 450,000 or something followers on Instagram, and now over the last couple weeks, they've shot all the way up to 1.5 million, which is kind of crazy considering that they sold, you know, however many millions of albums, you know, when No Strings Attached debuted in the first week, yet, you know, in the social media age, because they haven't really been around, you know, they're sitting at, you know, less than 500,000, but now they are right where they should be, and I'm sure they will continue to get higher and higher, no pun intended. Wait a minute. Yeah. I'm not high. Okay, I'm high a little bit, but it's whatever. I just think that it's a great time to be an NSYNC fan. And whether you're a new fan or an old fan or an in-between, like, to deny the fact that this is one of the biggest groups of all time. And it's just crazy that there's arguments, especially, like, amongst, like, fellow fans. You know, I don't want to get into it, but there's a lot of that going on, and there's... Yeah, I don't even want to get into the negative because this is such a positive thing. also, before we get into, like, music and stuff, I do want to say that, you know, in band-related news, as you guys might know, Justin had a film that came out on Netflix, and it did very well. It's called Reptile. I told you guys I was going to watch it. I did. And let me tell you guys, it was pretty good, dude. It was pretty good. I always go into, you know, movies, especially like when I want to like them, and I'm just like, ah, like, first of all, Benicio del Toro is a great actor, one of the best actors probably of our generation. You know, he's had some, you know, not every actor can be in fucking Oscar-worthy films, but, like, he's been in some fucking bangers, you know, had some interesting roles. He's had, I mean, if you guys are, I mean, if you're an NSYNC fan, you're obviously old enough to have been around when Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas came out. That was my introduction to him, I think. And that fucking movie is wild. The true story, kind of. What's the guy's name that it's based on? Hunter S. Thompson. Johnny Depp plays that character, and it's just a fucking, it's just a crazy movie, you know? Sicario, you know, there's just so many great movies with him. But anyway, but then obviously I wanted to support Justin because he's my idol. And also I wanted to revisit the past and see my girl Alicia Silverstone, who, you know, we all remember was just the hottest thing back in the day, as if nobody remembers the Clueless star and star of films like The Crush and Excess Baggage, which also had Benicio del Toro. Who else? I'm trying to think of another movie that she was in. Blast from the Past, which wasn't great, I'll be honest. But anyway, she was my high school crush for sure. And she was in all the Aerosmith bit. But anyway, I wanted to like the movie. And that's always a dangerous recipe. But let me tell you, it was good. It had me on the edge of my seat. Yes, I watched it stoned. That's the best way to watch movies. At night, while you're stoned, especially a suspenseful movie like that. And if you guys don't have Netflix, maybe do the free trial and support our boy Justin so that they can go up and maybe he can get another movie or two on Netflix. You know, he's been in some good movies lately. You know, Palmer, I don't know if you guys saw that. That came out, like, a couple years ago, I want to say. Great movie. You know, Justin, as much as I love his music, he's been in some good movies, you know? But anyway, so, like I said, if you haven't seen that, I highly recommend it. I'm not just saying it because Justin's in it. Promise you. This I promise you. No pun intended. But, there was something else that I wanted to get into, and now I don't remember what it was. God damn it. What were we talking about? We were talking about Justin and the guys coming out with, train of thought. I was high, watching the movie, the charts. Oh, goodness. I lost my train of thought, and that's my bad, okay? It's my bad. But I'm looking at my notes. I said the things that I wanted to say, although I lost my train of thought just now. But, I do know what else. So as some of you guys know, because some of you guys follow me on social, thank you for that, by the way. And if you're not following me, check me out at Peter Sirs on Instagram and at Peter Sirs 1 at Peter Sirs on Instagram and Threads, if any of you guys are actually on Threads. I don't know what's going to happen with Threads, but, and then also on Twitter, I'm at Peter Sirs 1 because I got kicked off of my old account, which is fucking bullshit, but whatever. But if you follow me on social, you'll know that, I got interviewed by the Wall Street Journal this week about NSYNC. somebody reached out to me. I know he reached out to the girls from Mission NSYNC, so they probably just kind of did a Google search on NSYNC websites, and, you know, maybe some of you guys that also operate websites got contacted by this guy, Joseph, I think his name was. But they are also trolling for clues, as we say in the hashtag, about a possible reunion. And, you know, he asked me all the questions, and I kind of, you know, I don't know what they knew or whatever. I mean, none of us know anything, but, you know, I kind of talked about all the clues that have been going around over the last, you know, few weeks and how everything was very strategic, but not on accident. You know, I think there were lots of clues dropped, you know, from Lance and Michael talking about coming out with an album just so they could beat Adele after she beat them, to, you know, Joey in his Joey Fatone and Friends, you know, show, now is the time for us to reunite, and then kind of making a face, you know, like, you know, and looking at Lance and, you know, stuff like that, to Marty Kadelka doing, you know, having in or the letter N, and then, you know, asterisks for the other four letters, you know, indicating that he's probably choreographing something for NSYNC. What that is, who knows? You know, JC going on record with TMZ saying never say never, which to me is a yes, because it was pretty much never, you know, a couple years ago. So just little clues like that that have been dropped along the way. And, you know, Joey kind of has gone on record on interviews saying that, you know, Justin's going to come out with his album and tour on that. And I still think a Justin / NSYNC tour is the best option for both parties, or not both parties, but for us and them. But I just think that's a lot of work for Justin specifically. So I just don't know if that's feasible, but you know, who knows, you know, there are people probably that know, but you know, I think I believe them when they say there are no concrete plans to tour. But I also think that, you know, from all the indications, we are closer to one now than we were a year ago, or when we started this podcast 2 years ago. And that's great. You know, I think the guys feel the love, you know, they've gone so far as to say it, you know, that they have the best fans in the world. And this is, you know, because we stuck by them and whatnot. So I believe that. And I think that we're going to get something with them performing together. You know, like I said, Vegas could be a possibility. You know, like I was talking about with the guy from Wall Street Journal, I'm like, you know, a Vegas residency doesn't necessarily mean they're at a casino. You know, they could do a Vegas residency at the stadium there where the football team plays, you know, and they'll have 80,000 people there. Like, that's possible for, you know, 2 weeks or something. I mean, who knows? You know, I don't know. You don't know. I don't know. You get it. So anyway, I'm just so excited. You know, part of what has been great about this podcast specifically is how I think we've all kind of gone back to memory lane when, you know, one of the things about music, as I've said on this podcast and, you know, probably other podcasts and whatnot, is, you know, there's something about music, I think mainly because we're either in our cars or in our bedrooms, or nowadays, you know, walking around with our phones in our pocket and our earphones on, or, you know, whatever that might be. But, you know, music, at least for me, and I think for most of us, but it's one of the things that can instantly transport you to a certain time and a place in your life. You know, like, you know, for example, like, my mom loved Prince, and I feel like she would drop me off at school in the morning, and we would listen to Prince, and we would sing along and whatnot. And so every time I hear Prince, immediately I go back to my childhood, spending time with my mom, you know, going to see Purple Rain and all that, you know. And then, like I said early on in this podcast, you know, when we first started, but, you know, the famous joke by Chris Rock, you know, we're always going to have a soft spot for the music that was popular when we started getting laid. Like, that's the line. And when NSYNC was out, that's when I started getting laid. And yes, it'll always be a great memory for me. And so with each of these songs, I'm instantly transported to that period in my life. And with this album, with Justified, we're getting back into Justin's music for a week or so. Depending on how we go next week, we might break down Better Place. I just need someone else with me to do it. But, you know, when Justified came out, you know, I talked about when we did Like I Love You, you know, I remember right where I was in my car, you know, just like, holy shit, what am I listening to? And then, you know, front to back, you know, I remember listening to this album, and it was a time for me, you know, 2002, my girlfriend at the time and I, we were still together, but We were living about 45 minutes outside of LA without traffic, which is basically 3 hours with traffic if you have ever been to LA. Speaking of which, I can tell you that I spent about 5 hours today in traffic, round trip from where I live just outside of LA. Same thing about, well, I live a little bit more than an hour outside of LA without traffic. But anyway, my point is I had moved to LA and she stayed where we were living because, you know, I was going to be a dancer and a singer and everything. And I was already dancing professionally. Excuse me. You know, I had already started going on dance auditions and whatnot. And if you follow me on social, you'll see a picture that I posted a couple days ago. A picture of me with my frosted tips from 2001. And it's just so funny because I'm like, wow, I forgot that picture existed. But anyway, point being is I moved out to LA because I was auditioning for videos and whatnot. And my first dance audition, I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast, was for the Christina Aguilera Dirty video, okay? I know. Anyway, but I just remember, like, driving, like, whenever I would go visit her or my ex-girlfriend, you know, I'd be driving, and a lot of times I would just listen to this album. Like, I was so about it, front to back. This was a song that, at the time, you know, I'll be honest, this is probably, and it's not saying anything bad about this song, but it's just, out of all the songs on the Justified album, this is my least favorite. Nothing else. Nothing else. And it's funny because I told you about one of our listeners, Marsha, out in Germany. Shout out to Germany and in the NSYNC fans there. She did a video where she was talking, they were talking about how Nothing Else was there. She liked Nothing Else. And they were like, that's the only song? Like, you don't like anything else? Like, no, I like Nothing Else. And it was like a Who's On First kind of moment, which was funny for me. But, you know, we remember the song, right? It was different. To me, it sounds like an Arabian Nights kind of thing, you know, like with like, right, like just kind of like a different kind of sound than any other song on here, you know, right? What? Sounds like something, you know. It's obviously, it's Justin, it's the Neptunes, it's you know, it's a different kind of song. It doesn't really sound like anything else on the album, but like I said, to me, it sounds like, I don't know, like it belongs in like Casablanca or something. I don't know what they were going for, but that's that. So we're gonna talk about that, and then I will get out of here. But before we get into the lyrics, which I know some of you guys really love and figure out what they're talking about, if for some reason anybody lives in Little Rock, I will be there this weekend at the Joint Comedy Theater in Little Rock, Arkansas, this Friday and Saturday, October 13th and 14th. Okay, cool. Anyway. Yeah, so I've still never met anybody in person from the podcast, so I just think you guys need to keep sharing it so that I can get more and more listeners and hopefully get the guys on. They're doing podcasts now. Chris started a podcast with, what's his name, Brian McFadden, and I haven't listened to it because I've just been so busy, so I got to catch up on that. I saw they had Colby Calais on, who I used to love. I saw her at the House of Blues, like, I don't know, 2007, I think, and she was, like, right there, and I was like, oh, I love her. Been awake for a while now. Yep. loved her. Anyway, so yeah, that's where I'll be, the Joint Comedy Theater in Little Rock, Arkansas. Also, if you're listening to this podcast, especially if you're listening to it on Apple Podcasts, please, 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 please leave me a review so this song comes out in the algorithm. I mean, I guess it's in the algorithm because that's how the guy from the Wall Street Journal found me. But anyway, I want to keep growing the podcast. 2 years in, you know, I want to grow it. It's the only way I'm going to get the guys on, I feel like. But we'll see. Anyway, all right, here we go. Nothing Else by Justin Timberlake, Chad Hugo, and Pharrell Williams, a.k.a. the Neptunes. I was just walking that day aimlessly. You picked a perfect day to bump into me. As I was like looking at the lyrics earlier, I thought about like how different times are now. Like, we're all old enough, I feel like, to remember we used to go to like the mall or something, and you know, you could say hi to somebody, or you know, like, hey, like, or go to a club. God, I can't go to clubs now. I'm too old. We're all too old, right? And, like, approach somebody and be like, hey, like, what's your name or whatever. Now, like, if you do that, people are like, why the fuck are you talking to me? Like, it's such, like, can you not talk to me? I'm in my phone. Can you leave me alone? I'm busy scrolling through Instagram. Like, it's just different now. But anyway, I just thought about that because I would never approach somebody on the street anymore these days. But, probably should have watched the stars in the sky the night before. Now, that's interesting, because where I live, you can't really see the stars, but that's because we have light pollution. But for some reason, we still met at your store. Now, this is the thing. I want to know what kind of store this is. Is it a liquor store? Is it a clothing store? Is it a candle store? I don't know if we ever find out. Your eyes have a story that they wish to tell. And I have my whole life, and I listen well. So, there is something about seeing somebody's eyes and what they've been through and whatnot. I don't know how... I don't know what people think of me when they look into my eyes or anything, but perfect example, and I hate to bring this up, Britney Spears, Queen B. I know that's Beyonce as well, but for me, it's Britney, or was Britney. But when you go on her Instagram and you see her dance videos and her fucking dancing with knives and whatever the fuck, dude, like, that's not so, it's weird, you know, but it's like kind of like the norm now. But what's weird about it is her eyes, like how it just looks like there's nothing behind them, you know, like that's the weird thing for me personally. It's like, what the fuck is like, it just looks like she's just not there, you know? And then some people you look and it just looks like they've been, you know, through a divorce, or some people, it's just, like, super kind, and it's just, it's interesting, you know, so that line resonates a lot with me. Look, I'll be your confidant, tell me anything, but please start it off with how you tuck your wings. So she's an angel, I get it, smooth line. There's nothing else that I have seen. There's no getting around it or in between. Okay, this is just an instance where we're putting words together that rhyme. You're out of this world, except you're not green. So, okay, you're out of this world. You're like, I mean, you could have said a million different things. You're not green. It's like, so you're out of this world, but you're not an alien. I get it. Another example of just putting words together that rhyme. Look, you don't know what you mean to me. To me. All my friends meet you and say you're the one. And all my meaningless friendships should be done. So basically, dude, this is the girl that, like, she's the one, dude. Stop get rid of all your fuck buddies. I've been there. You had a friend, but he did you wrong. So that's interesting. I feel like that's every girl, right? But I'm a godsent saint that reads, please move on with me. Okay. It's very ambitious, you know, saint. But, you know, you're trying to, when you're trying to get a girl, you will say anything. I can tell you from personal experience. But I can also tell you that girls see through that bullshit. So I try to be very honest. I'm like, look, I have issues. I'm a comic. I'm on the road a lot. Like, it's not for everybody. Probably going to end up talking shit about you on stage at some point. Like, I just put it all out there. I have issues. My parents are dead. You know, my dad went to prison. Like, I put it out there, you know? You taught me to use my heart and forget my eyes. Now, this is an interesting line, and I'm just going to speak from personal experience. There have been times in my life when I went for the girl that was, you know, the model, for example. And even though in the back of my mind I knew that I may not be able to fully ever trust her for various reasons, you know, I was just looking at the exterior. And then there were times when maybe this person wasn't the model. She wasn't a 10. Still attractive, because I'm still going to be attracted to the person. But maybe they were a great person. And so I said, okay, well, maybe you're not at this model level that I think I want in my mind, but you're a great person. And so that to me is more, that outweighs, you know. So I get that, and I've done that, and guess what? Still have my heart broken, so fucking who knows, dude, you know? And that's the way to his kingdom of eternal light. So that's like a Jesus reference or God reference, which is kind of profound. Since you're an angel baby, your job's never done. Too bad the world will see you when they dial 911. Whoa. There's nothing else that I have seen. There's no getting around it or in between. You're out of this world, except you're not green. Look, you don't know what you mean to me. There's nothing else that I have seen. There's no getting around it or in between. You're out of this world, except you're not green. What? Okay, can I ask you guys a question really quick? I've been trying to write a joke about this, and it's not really going anywhere, so it may never come to fruition. But with all this talk about aliens, you know, because obviously that's what he's making a reference to, right? All this talk about aliens and the government knowing about aliens and whatnot, and them having, you know, unidentified aerial phenomenon, just what they're calling it now instead of UFOs, and how the guy went on fucking in front of Congress and said that the U.S. had possession of ships that were not made here. No one seems to care, which is fucking bananas. But, like, I'm sorry, I know I'll get to the point right now, but I'm like, would you have sex with an alien? Like, it depends, right? Like, if they were hot, I don't know, dude, maybe. Like, because there's movies where aliens present themselves, like, in human form, and you're like, oh my god. Like, I don't know if you ever have seen the movie V, but, or the show V, but they were definitely in human form, or like the Faculty, or like It's Possible, dude. And there's a whole slew of conspiracy theorists that think that there's lizard people living among us. So who knows, dude, you know, but it's just a fun thought. Personally, if she was hot, I'd totally fuck an alien. Sorry. So why is it so complicated? What are you afraid of? I've been asking everybody what they think. But I don't know why, because they don't know you. Dude, this is a line, even though this isn't my favorite song on this album, that's a line that I probably talked about with my girl a million times, my ex-girlfriend. I don't talk bad about any of my exes, except for even the one that cheated on me. I never really talk bad. It's like cheated on me, which is fucked up and whatever. But I don't know. I just think it's in bad taste to badmouth your exes. But I will say, her family I didn't particularly care for, because they were, it's a long story, but they're super religious and conservative and whatever, right? So whenever we would go hang out with them, she'd always be like, make sure you don't cuss, don't forget, don't cuss, don't talk about politics and blah, 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 you know? And it was always like, for me, it's just like, dude, if I can't even be myself, because like, I would tell her, like, look, dude, I don't care what my family thinks about you. You can be yourself. They don't like you. I don't care. They're not the ones that have to be with you. So it should kind of be the same. Like, you don't have to be a different person around my family. You could just be yourself. And so that's kind of how I feel about, like, on that line. You know, I've been asking everybody what they think. I don't know why, because they don't know you. It's like, it doesn't matter, dude. Like, if I love somebody, like, I love somebody. I don't care whatever anyone else thinks, but whatever. I'm even asking other guys, what would they say? I don't know why, because they don't do what I do. Girl, I say an ultimatum for you, but you'd probably take that and just run. Now I'm like, where are you going with this? Like, well, what happened between you guys? Now I gotta decide if I'm gonna help raise your mind. Seems like the ultimatum's on me. That's no fun. So this is a crazy turn of events at the end of the song. He went from being, you know, she was out of this world. It's like, now I don't know who's who and who's doing what, but this is what it is, man. So I was just walking that day aimlessly. So very interesting, you know. Like I said, not my favorite song on this album, but still, I never skipped it. I would always listen to it still and sing and whatever. Like, it's pretty much front to back from here on out. You know, there's not a lot of, there's always, every album's going to have filler songs, but I can honestly say that Justified to Future Sex Love Sounds to the 2020 Experience Volume 1, 2020 Experience Volume 2, Man of the Woods, there aren't any songs that I just skip. Like, I take in the whole album, you know, because that to me is a story in some sense. Like, you know, people nowadays, you know, especially like with, in the age of, you know, TikTok and SoundCloud and, you know, streaming music, where we don't have to, you know, in the old days, I guess we had, you know, some of us are old enough to remember tapes and such, but, you know, in the old days, you kind of had the CD, and, like, I guess you could skip it, but you would have to get up, or if you were lucky enough to have, like, a personal, like, a Discman, I guess you didn't have to get up necessarily, but it's interesting, so, yeah, not a lot of albums anymore that people listen to front to back, but I can honestly say that with all of Justin's album, I do listen front to back. So anyway, you guys, we're done here, man. We're done. I'm sorry I missed last week. Like I said, it was out of my control, but we're back now. I'm supposed to have a guest, but we will see. You never know. I know you guys, some of you guys hate listening to just me, but if that's the case, you know, I've probably done like 40 something episodes with just me. So sorry. So anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Let's hope that the guys keep climbing the charts and get to number one. There's rumors already that they're probably going to get nominated for a Grammy for this song, because it is going to be on the movie Trolls, and just all very exciting stuff, and we'll just ride it out. And then, you know, before we know it, it'll be the new year, and I guess we're getting new Justin music. So lots to be excited about as an NSYNC fan. Thank you to all you guys who continue to listen and support and all that stuff. Don't forget, leave a review on Apple, subscribe, share, all those good things. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next time. But for some reason, we stumbled at your store.